sort of out of my my league a little bit, but I'm going to do it. This will be my first time, and you'll have to bear with me a little bit, but God is with us. He's always with us. He gives us a challenge. We have to accept that, and we have to have faith in him that he will be with us. Without that, we don't have nothing. So if you'll turn your Bibles to 1 Kings 17, and we'll start with 7 to 24. But after a while, the brook run dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. Then the Lord said to him, "Go, live in the village of Zephar, near the city of Sidon. There is a widow there who will feed you. He has given my instructions." He went to Zephar. As he arrived at the gates of the city, he saw a widow gathering sticks. He asked her for a cup of water. As she was going to get it, he called to her, "Bring me a bit of bread." But he said, "I swear by the Lord, your God, that I have a single piece of bread in the house. I have only a handful of flour left and a little cooking oil in the bottom of my jar. I was just putting a few sticks of wood in the last meal. And then my son and I must die of starvation." But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and cook that last meal. But bake me a small loaf of bread, and there will be plenty left food for you and your son. For the Lord God of Israel said that there will always be plenty of flour left in the container." And at that time, the Lord said, "Rain and crops will grow again." So did Elijah say, and excuse me. And she and Elijah and her son continued to eat from her supply of flour and oil as long as it was needed. For no matter how long they used, there was always plenty left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised to Elijah. But one day the woman's son became sick and died. "Oh, man of God," she cried, "what have you done to me? Have you come here to punish my sons by killing my son?" "Give to me," Elijah replied. He took the body from her and carried it up to his room where he lived and laid the body on the bed and then cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, my God, why have you killed my son of this widow with whom I am staying?" And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried out to the Lord, "Oh, Lord, my God, please let the child's spirit return to him." And the Lord Elijah, excuse me, and the Lord Elijah prayed to the spirit of the child return. And he became alive again. And Elijah took him downstairs, gave him to the mother. "See, he's alive." He beamed. "Now I know for sure that you are a prophet." There's a good scripture in that verse. And if you'll turn to Luke 21, 1 to 4. Okay. As he stood in the temple, he was watching the rich tossing their gifts into the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in two small copper coins. "Really," he remarked, "the poor widow has given more than all of them combined, for they have given little of what they had plenty of." You know, to think about that, we should, giving is so beautiful. When you think about it, she kept everything. Everything down to starvation. You just can't beat that. It's the Lord asks us to give, and we have to have faith in Him. We have to trust in Him, in His Word. We have to believe in Him that He will supply us. And that's just can't be beat. You know, I think that deserves a prayer. Heavenly Father, we'll come again thanking you for this beautiful day. We'll thank you for this privilege that I can be up here to do this, and the strength that you've provided me. We'll thank you for all the good people here, the gifts and things that we've provided, the blessings, the wonderful place. We know that this is not ours. This is just lent to us. And we have to cherish that. Well, thank you, dear Lord, for everything. In your blessed holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I really appreciate that. And we've been having different leaders come and just share devotionals about faith. And you see that in these two stories, you know, where in the Old Testament, it's like she, by faith, this widow trusted God and went ahead and made that loaf of bread for Elijah. And then God provided miraculously until the rain came again. And then this, you know, the widow's mite, you know, she takes all that she has and by faith just trusts it unto God. And those are incredible things. Pastor Mark shared with you last week just some of those frequently asked questions in the back of this document that we have available for you. And so I want to just read the last three this morning. As we continue to move towards, you know, next week is our Mission Possible meeting. We'll talk a little bit about this. And then on the 25th of March is our Commitment Sunday. And so we've been asking you to pray and fast and ask the Lord how He wants you to participate with this capital campaign. And it's all faith promise. And so the fifth question down says, will the funds be used only for the building project? The funds are designated for costs directly related to the capital campaign, and by law, these funds cannot be used for any other purpose. And so our capital campaign is to pay off our roof debt first, and then to do land development next, and then the additional funds above and beyond that towards the cost of the actual construction. The next question is a regular weekly or monthly payment required? The commitment that you make and the payment method and frequency you choose will be at your discretion. If you use the tithing envelopes, you may include your faith commitment with the regular tithes and offerings. You should designate the amount as building fund on the face of the envelope. You may also choose to have your payment deducted automatically each month from your bank account, or simply write a check and note give to Revive Our Worship in the memo portion of the check. And then the final question is, can you suggest some creative ways to fund my faith commitment? First of all, I want you to pray and ask God what that amount needs to be, and then trust Him every month or however, whatever amount of time you're giving. There are many, many ways to maximize our resources. First of all, allow God to talk to you about areas of your life where you could make even minimal changes that would maximize your expendable dollars. Consider donating an unexpected windfall, like a tax return, towards the campaign before it's used elsewhere. Perhaps it's that daily mocha latte, I don't drink any of those, at your favorite coffee shop, or a dinner at your favorite restaurant. You and your family could hold a yard sale or sell some of your used items on eBay, or just at a garage sale. If you have an accountant or financial planner, he or she may be able to suggest other creative options suited to your particular circumstances. So we just want God to do that. You know, in the past when we've done Faith Promise, we've seen God do incredible things. One lady had set aside a certain amount of money for a pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes, and when she went to go buy them, they were on clearance. And it was the same shoes that she has always bought, the ones she wanted. And so she thought, God is allowing me to have these shoes at a less amount, and I'm going to give the rest to Faith Promise. I mean, there's all kinds of things that God does and the way that he works. And so I'm looking forward to hearing those kind of testimonies of what God's going to do and how he's going to work as we continue to move forward. And so I would also just turn your attention to the back page of this document too. It says, what's next? What ways to get involved? Additional ways to participate? How can I pray? And again, if you have questions, you don't have to wait. You can come and ask those of any of the leadership team at any point. And so we appreciate your time this morning with that. Why don't you stand with us and let's worship the Lord together as we continue our worship service today. Just, we can practice for heaven with this song, Hosanna, Praise is Rising. we understand that God is the one who saves us. He's worthy of our praise. And that should just be a constant reminder for us. I mean, he gave his son to die on a cross to take our punishment for sin. And it's because of that that we have life. And it's because of that that we get to gather together today and worship the Lord. And so I just encourage you to sing out as we worship the Lord.